this morning, and you've got the cordless mic. Put it close up to your mouth. Come on around and give your mom a hug.
Spit out that gum.
We've got it. That's a mother for you. Spit out that gum.
Spit on my gum.
No.
Good morning.
You look pretty too. How are you?
Fine.
I just came by to say hi and cheer you on. Tell you that you're awesome. And Lori's wonderful too.
I'm not sure your microphone is on. Yeah. Is your microphone on?
All the way up.
Thank you, darling.
There we go. Is that
there
it?
There you go.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Well, we just had a lovely interview with your mom, and we're just kind of wondering, how did you enjoy the show, and how was your experience? That was a great scene with you and your mom on the pier as she was doing your portrait.
It was fun. We had a good time. You know, she and I kind of have a natural banter, and so it's funny because I did have a lot of people ask me about, you know, I guess how scripted our scene was, and it wasn't scripted at all. My mom and I just naturally kind of banter back and forth, which makes it fun. So you never know what's going to happen.
And that's true in real life every day with her. I mean, you never know what's going
to
happen.
Well, she is. And I said, Claiborne's funny on her own. She doesn't have to be scripted because people probably couldn't write the shit that comes out of her mouth.
Oops.
Write the stuff that comes
stuff.
Out of her
Sorry,
mouth.
Sorry, stuff. G-rated. G-rated. Sorry, guys.
But to me, we had so much fun filming this. And Mark, when you were talking about how long it took to film something, mm-hmm. the other thing that surprised me is how much was filmed that was not included, that wound up on the editing room floor, as they call it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
For your major birthday party.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah, we did. I will say that is something, you know, people ask me about, too. As much as was filmed, it's interesting, like, the parts that wound up in there and didn't wind up in there. And, you know, there were some things that happened that I thought were hilarious that didn't make it. So, yeah, you just never know how it's going to kind of
right.
turn out.
Right, that's true. Because we did a taping for her big birthday, and you had an 80s theme birthday
party. Oh, my gosh. It was
everybody dressed up like it was the 1980s with the big hair.
It was a fun party.
I had on a long blonde wig, and Laurie had on sparkly pants and the leopard top.
Sequin pants and the leopard top and boofy hair. Yeah, like kind of like Olivia and John or something.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was fun.
And
then the poetry reading hit the floor.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true. We had a night of poetry reading with Claiborne, filmed at a local establishment.
One of the boys that was filming said, I remember you reading, and you threw the poetry on the floor, and I'm like, oh, my God, is that a mistake? And then you just kept doing it. He said, that was awesome. I said, well, I had nowhere to put it after I read it, so I just said, okay, here we go.
It's like my filing system in here. You walk in, there's, like, stuff all over the floor. Well, so, Eileen, what do you think? I mean, you're used to your mother kind of being a star anyway, aren't you?
Well, it's funny.
Or the center
of
attention, at least.
I feel like it's been a long time coming, and everybody who knows my mom has said that, you know, she's always been a star. It's just nobody, you know, it's the rest of the world didn't know it. So I feel like it's kind of been a long time coming. I think she's just very genuine in herself and a unique character. So, there, you know, those are kind of few and far to come.
What
between.
Piece of jewelry do you want this weekend?
Nice. Exactly.
Right. You're already
I'm
in the will,
child.
So
it's
yeah.
all mine, that's actually. So yeah, I don't have to say all this stuff. I'm getting it all anyway one day.
That's
so.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's too funny. You are a mini me of her.
Yeah, people do say that.
Yeah.
Kind of scary. I think when you're young, you're like, oh, I don't want to turn out like my parents. And then the older you get, the more you realize, oh, God, it's really
my
happening.
Mother's coming out of my mouth. Yeah.
It's
right.
only a little terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just got to lean in and go with it. You're like, oh, well, there's no stopping this train. So.
Right. And there is no stopping Claiborne Walsh. That is for sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, you've been through it. John, you had to close your shop.
Yes.
Best Kept Secret Resale Shop after 12, 14 years, was it?
Almost 12.
And at the same time is when your husband started getting ill.
Yes.
And all
No, that was after that.
Right after he died.
But all of that happened
well,
at the same time.
Johnny died. I had to sell the house, which, thank you, Eileen. She managed to do in like 30 days. I had to buy another house and move in there. I had to close the shop, and I had like 45 days to get out.
All pretty much at the same time.
Yeah, it was all at the same time.
And then the filming arised just not too long after that.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Well, and I do think, you know, I really do think that was kind of a godsend, because I think for as much as my mother had been through besides me getting the duck for her, you know, everybody knows about Ritzy, but besides the me getting the duck for her, I think that was a great distraction for her after having gone through so much, to have something that, you know, takes up your time and your interest, and I think it was really good. So I think that was a great.
Somebody asked me one time what the best present you ever gave me was, and I said the duck. And they said, what's the worst present she ever gave me? And I said, the duck.
It's true. It was not a thought out thing. My husband was like, why did you do that? I'm like, I have no idea. And believe me, there are days where I'm like, why did I do this?
One day old duck and a champagne bucket.
Well, you need to do TikTok or Instagram or something and get the duck videos, because
it is
hilarious.
She does have an Instagram, and it's called Ritz Quacker.
I saw that in one of the articles.
And they picked it up in the article.
Yeah. And it was in one of the magazine articles. They said Claiborne Walsh, the artsy...
the spunky widow in her twilight years.
Yes, basically has an Instagram. Yeah, so at 75, 76, my mother has an Instagram, but it's Ritz Quackers, and it has her little duck on there.
And in my twilight years, I'm enjoying my duck.
That's too
funny.
And
she now has a sister named Saltine Quackers. So you have Ritz Quackers and Saltine Quackers.
Well, let's hold that thought a second. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to rerun that 40-foot storage trailer.
Okay.
I ran it yesterday. The 40-foot storage trailer is completely aluminum. It sits on the ground. It's not on a behind a. It doesn't have the wheels on it. And we were asking $2,900 for it. And the telephone number. It's 251-423-0768.
And that was 0768, correct?
That's right.
0768.
0768.
Okay, thank you for the call. We got it.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. A 40-foot storage trailer, all aluminum, not on wheels, $2,900 in Mobile. Call 423-0768.
And speaking of the wheels coming off, we've got Claiborne Walsh in the studio.
And her lovely daughter, Eileen. Yes. So, what are your other thoughts about your experience with Love in Fairhope?
Well, my thoughts on Love in Fairhope is I hope it makes a big hit. I enjoyed watching all the. Of course, I was involved, okay?
Yeah.
But I didn't just watch the ones I was in. I watched the whole thing, and I thought it came together just fine.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for episode 2. If you're joining us late, we don't know yet. We won't know until... the reviews come in, I guess.
Well, and they can go to IMBD and rate Love and Fairhope.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Have you got your own IMBD page now?
They do.
Okay.
And then they can go to Rotten Tomatoes and also rate it.
We'll have to do that. I was not aware
of
that.
But if you're not going to rate it good, don't go there.
Don't go.
Just
rate it good.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to me, some of the negative comments that I've seen. And like y'all were saying, you just try not to respond. I know you've defended
I was
going to
say,
show.
It's a lot harder for me, what's that saying, like sugar melts in my mother's mouth, but I was not cut from that cloth, so yeah, it's hard for me sometimes.
Yeah.
Must be your father's side of the family.
Swap Shop, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get somebody to quit calling me while I'm talking to you.
Hey, Deborah.
Okay. Sorry about that. Hey, I've got, first of all, I wish you all would have a podcast where I could listen to this, because I keep getting interrupted and I'm trying to hear y'all talk.
I'm sorry, what?
Someone who needs.
Is our signal cutting out on the internet? What do you mean?
No, I mean, I've got, like, workmen who need to ask me questions or other...
Oh, okay. Well, we will post the interviews. We post all of our interviews on WABF1480.com.
Well, I'm talking about your talk with your distinguished guest this morning.
And that's what I'm talking about, too. It will be posted on WABF1480.com.
We want to do it before I'm an extinguished guest.
And we also videoed. We may be able to put some video on Facebook.
Yay, wonderful. Well, I've got a date with my daughter to watch these episodes. I don't have access, but she does. So, but hey, I do have something for Swap Shop today, believe it or not.
Okay.
My husband has 25-pound bags of pond fertilizer. Free for pickup. We're in the Fish River area. And if you're interested, call him at 251-421-5335.
Okay, we gotcha.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great, great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate you.
Hey, bye-bye.
Okay. For those that are curious, the show Love and Fair Hope debuted on Hulu last week, Wednesday.
Last Wednesday, the 27th.
You can go to Hulu if you're a subscriber. I don't know, maybe you can do a free trial. I don't know how all that works.
They say you can. You can do a free trial.
And you can watch, you can binge watch all 9 episodes.
Exactly.
I think it's only like $7 a month. So you can be 9, but you could subscribe and watch it and then.
Yeah. So yeah, it's easy to find, and it doesn't come on at a specific time, you know, like Wednesday nights at 8. You can download it and watch whatever you want.
You can do the $7 one, or you can go bigger and do the one that doesn't have the ads in it.
Do you have Hulu, Mark?
No, we don't have it yet.
Okay. What are you going to say?
What Claiborne just said is that you can get it for $7 and it has commercials and stuff in it, or you can pay $15 and it doesn't have commercials.
Yes. Poor Mark. He can't get a word in edgewise with three women.
It's all women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We love you, Mark.
All right, well, 928-9228 is our number for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop.
Aileen, I know you have to go. You got to get back to work?
Yeah, I got to run. I'm headed to the beach to show a house. So.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's good seeing
kisses.
You guys this morning.
Thank you for joining us.
All right, love you, Mom. Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
928-9228. Lines are open, and we'll be right back. Swap Shop is brought to you by Fairhope Hemp. Here's owner John MacArthur.
We have a lot of customers coming into the store that are 50, 60, 70 years old, and now that it's legal, and it's been legal for 5 years, they want to give it a whirl. They want to try it and see what it's all about. They've been living with aches and pains for years and years, and they want to see if cannabis can relieve their pain. And 9 times out of 10, they try the product and they come back and they say, you know what? We really enjoy this. We didn't know this was possible. So at Fairhope Hemp, if y'all come on in, take a look at what we have. Promise we have something that will make your life more enjoyable.